Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Good morning, Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Working our way through a week with a lot of changes and challenges. Day two, after 43 days of the longest government shutdown and SNAP benefits, and also with a state budget now signed, things will be getting better. But in the meantime, there has been a lot of pressure on people who rely on pantries. The food insecurity issue continues. And one of those is with the Neighborhood Resilience Project in our Hill District. Father Paul Abernathy is here. Welcome back, Father. Always good to have you on the show.
Larry, so good to be with you.
I met you originally, and I want people to know, since we just had Veterans Day this week, you served our country in the United States Army, and we appreciate your service in that regard first, and then with the fabric of the community as a Orthodox priest and a Christian here doing God's work every day. So thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Now, the pantry situation, I saw a picture, and that's why I reached out to you. At your place alone, and the cupboard was bare. Obviously, the demands were great.
Larry, this has been really a very serious time. For us, as Americans, I think it's really important to realize how severe the situation became for so many. One of the most heartbreaking conversations that I had in recent days as it related to the SNAP benefits was a conversation I had with some of my staff who came to me regarding a man in the community who had severe diabetes. And one of the staff members said to me, these words shook me deeply. He said, Father, we have to really do something because this man is dying. Because he was unable to access the food that he needed to help really keep his keep himself healthy, given his diabetes. His health situation had progressed to such a point where people really thought he was going to die unless this situation got corrected. This is already on top of increased grocery costs. And before we got into this crisis, we had already seen a significant increase in people in need coming to our pantries, the schools that are asking us to take on more children for the backpack feeding program. And we have had to do this with less subsidies available, federal subsidies available for these kinds of work. So really, it's quite a severe time for many in our community.
Father Abernathy, I'm curious to know, how many households do you estimate your food bank is helping?
Well, I can tell you that, it would be at least probably around 1,500 or 2,000 at this particular point. What's really interesting to us is just to see Just compared this year to last year, how many more people are really in need of food? When I say 1,500 to 2,000, that's today. The truth of the matter is that tomorrow there'll be perhaps another 500 or 600 who are asking for support. And this is just the increased need that we've experienced. And this is why, you know, as Larry, you had referenced the pictures of the food pantry that's bare. And what's really been extraordinary is the response of the community, because I think many people understand how severe this problem is. And we have to, as a community, address these challenges as we face this crisis on political level. So we cannot allow our neighbors to go hungry. And it's been really encouraging to see how people have responded to the increased need, and even the responses continue to come. And I can tell you that even as the SNAP benefits begin to flow again, God willing, we still are not out of the woods, because the cost of food is still increased, and it's still hard for people to get enough food to get through the month. So this is going to be a challenge that we have to address in a sustained way for some time to come.
So how can we help you and your community today? What can we do?
Thank you for asking. Firstly, you know, resources are very important. People are really donating food, and of course on our website you can find a list of food and an Amazon wish list and these kinds of things. That's very, very helpful. It's also very helpful to have financial support. The reason being is because, for example, when we feed children for the backpack feeding program, the money that we had previously used to do that, 40% of it was reduced by federal subsidies that were cut. So we really need money to also purchase the food for these children. We have more children there are more and more children that we've been asked to feed every week. And so we really need to work on raising the resources to feed these children, because it is you know, obviously for anybody to be hungry, it's unacceptable. When we look at our children who are hungry, my hope is that all of us would say that no child among us should be hungry. So finally, to volunteer, because as we really receive the donations and also pack the food for families, for children, it does require physical labor to do that. So we really, there are many opportunities to get involved, certainly with the Neighborhood Resilience Project, I'm sure with many other organizations as well, and to find out how to do that, certainly just looking us up online and going to our website and filling out an inquiry or making a donation, looking at the Amazon wish list. These are all ways to be incredibly helpful.
NeighborhoodResilience.org. Father Paul Abernathy, who is the founder and CEO, appreciate the work you do in our community, and you were chosen as one of our hometown heroes several years ago for a reason, and your reach has expanded since. What is your message to people when it comes to spirituality facing hard times?
You know, honestly, what I've learned doing this work, and people have even asked me, how are you able to do this work every day? My message is that these days, these challenging times, they have to be, above all, they have to be times of prayer. We need people in our communities who are suffering. They need grace. They need God's grace. They need love. And really, if we are going to love people in a way that that this crisis requires, we need to ourselves receive that divine and unconditional love from God. This is how we are going to have the energy to do what is required in this time. And my hope is that in this spirituality, we will do this with a deep sense of abiding hope, honestly, because there is no crisis that must put us beyond hope.
NeighborhoodResilience.org. Father Paul Abernathy, thank you, and God bless you.
Oh, thank you, Larry. Thank you, Paul. God bless you.
So if you can help, please do. This is our neighbors.
So I asked the question of AI this morning. the number of food banks in the Pittsburgh, PA area, and I was surprised to find out that there are over 40 food banks and pantries. And then the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, as we well know, has a network of more than 1,000 partner agencies. But if you take that 40 food banks, and Father Abernathy said about 1,500, 2,000 families are relying on that particular food bank, that's, when you add it all up, 60,000 households in the Pittsburgh area at minimum.
And we know 130,000 in Allegheny County alone who rely on some level of SNAP benefits. So things should get a little better, but it's not over, and constant vigilance is appreciated. And if you can help Father Paul or his mission or whoever in your neighborhood needs help, little kindness goes a long, long way. Second is the farewell tour from Journey. And Paul, I had a chance to see Journey with Toto a couple of years ago already. That was their last visit to PPG Paints. A sold-out crowd loved it. By the way, Toto was fantastic. You ever seen Journey?
Yes, I did see Journey.
Back when Steve Perry was with them?
I did. And of all places, it was Winnipeg, Canada.
Really?
Yeah. It was a knockout show. It was great.
So when Steve Perry was with Journey, and they came to Pittsburgh, this is years ago, at the Civic Arena, I had a chance being in radio to interview the band before the show. That day of, they rolled up in limousines in front of the hotel that's right next to PPG Paints now. It's sitting right there, Steel City Grill. And we had arranged this with one of their managers, and the manager said, oh, yeah, okay, I got you on my list here. He goes, so the band's coming in the lobby, and we're supposed to, he goes, well, I'll tell you what, the guys are thirsty. They want to go to the bar first.
That's a great place for an interview, if you ask me.
I was in the bar, and there were a bunch of other people there, and it's very excited. Obviously, the band came in, Steve Perry, everybody, and never got the interview. And here's the worst part for me. I never got a ticket. Normally, you have a pass or a backstage pass if you're doing an interview. I didn't get one. I actually forgot to ask them, and then once they left, I'm like, I don't have a ticket. So I never got to see the band till their most recent visit. But tickets go on sale today.
And I have to say, the singer who's now the lead for Journey is
Filipino.
Extremely talented and very good, and the band sounds great with him too.
Well, you know how he was discovered? On YouTube.
Oh, really?
He was at one time homeless in the Philippines.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To sleep in a park. And when the band went to perform there, he showed them where he used to sleep. And they broke down in tears because they didn't even realize. But they were looking for obviously hard to replace Steve Perry as your lead singer. But he had been doing it, and they started searching on YouTube, and they found him, and he became their singer.
That is wonderful.
Isn't that crazy?
I love that.
Aaron, Justin Bieber, wasn't he discovered on YouTube?
Yes, he was.
And some other artists.
Mm-hmm.
Billie Eilish and her brother.
Her brother arguably has got to be, in today's time, one of the best music producers ever. He is insane.
I'll give you another example of a ground-upper on YouTube. Leonid and Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Right?
These are the Russian artists who come here. They've been to Jurgles a number of times.
At least three or four times now. Sold out. When it's announced, by the time I got to it, there was only tickets for standing up in the back. But their YouTube videos have been viewed by millions of people, and now they do a U.S. tour every year.
And they sound like Chicago.
Oh, if you close your eyes, you'd swear Chicago was the band.
They do all these different bands.
Actor Dylan O'Brien was discovered on YouTube. He's in the series Maze Runner, Teen Wolf, off of a goofy video on YouTube.
Well, it's a different world. So, by the way, the lead singer now for Journey has been with the band since 2007 after guitarist Neil Schon discovered him on YouTube, and his voice was remarkably similar to Steve Perry. His name is Arnel Pineda. And
I mean, you've got to have a really unusual range and a high tenor range to be even close to Steve Perry. I mean, that's very unusual.
So March 2nd at PPG Paints, Journey for their final visit, they say. Of course, you know, Elton John's been retiring for 10 years, and he just performed at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame taping.
Yeah, I saw that article that he had a little mini meltdown backstage over some wanted to leave. His plane was waiting, he said, or something like that.
Oh, really?
He's known for that.
He's back to that, but I thought he was over that.
You know, he's known for every once in a while when it seems to revolve a lot around travel and, you know, airplanes.
That's why we call him Rocket Man. 925 at KDKA. Then there's Bon Journey, which is a cover band that does John Bon Jovi and Journey. This is the Big K Morning Show. Big weekend. If you're a football fan in particular, we got it all. I mean, we've got high school football, game of the week, playoffs, championships, and then you've got Pitt and Notre Dame tomorrow at noon at Acrisure, then Steelers-Bengals Sunday at 1, all in the North Shore and around the region. And joining us with our play-by-play coverage for our high school football games is going to be a very tired man by the end of Saturday night, Josh Roundtree. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. I'm just trying to follow in your footsteps with multiple football games in a weekend. You do it so well, so I figured I'd jump on that moving train, so to say.
You're very gracious, and welcome to the ride. It's why we do what we do. It's a lot of fun. And by the way, you can see Josh on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our KDK Radio YouTube page. So let's start with tonight's game. Upper St. Clair versus Peters Township at Cannon Mac. This is the semifinal in their division.
Yeah, Class 5A semifinal, and two teams that are no strangers to one another. They met last year in the semifinals. They played a defensive masterpiece, some might say. It was a 7-3 final with the lone touchdown coming on special teams. So, and obviously a field goal coming on special teams as well. So no offensive touchdowns in that game last year, Larry. It was interesting. Last year, Upper St. Clair won the regular season meeting in conference play. Peters Township beat them in the playoffs to go to the championship. This year, other way around, at least for the time being, where Peters Township nearly, they survived in that first game against Upper St. Clair, a game that we had on KDK Radio. I think Upper St. Clair now is hoping that history kind of repeats itself, though the inverse, as they come into the semifinals. They almost won that first game. It was 24-20. They were on the road. They had a chance, a couple of chances in the final minute at the end zone to win the game, and just couldn't put the football over the goal line. So I talked to Mike Junko, the head coach at Upper St. Clair, last night, and I love the quote that he gave me. He said, This is a game about full bellies against hungry bellies. Their bellies are full. They got this game last year to go to the championship. They're the undefeated team. They beat us earlier in the year. We have the hungry bellies. We're going into this knowing that we want this. We have to want this more than they want it to get back to a championship game. I love that quote, and I love that. I love that mindset for Upper St. Clair going into tonight.
Should be a great game. And then we move to noon tomorrow. This is the championship game in 4A, Aliquippa and McKeesport at Pine Richland. Aliquippa is always in
really
this thing.
What's that?
Aliquippa is always in this thing.
Yeah, you know, well, yes, normally, but they weren't last year. And it ended the longest run, a 17-year run of going to championship games for the Quips, which is crazy to think that there's guys on the roster and probably seniors on the roster, junior seniors on the roster that last year when that happened, they had never known anything other than Aliquippa playing in championship games in their entire life. And I talked to Mike Warfield, their great head coach, last night about getting back. And, you know, he said this group, they understood last year that they didn't meet their standard and they wanted to get back to this point. They wanted to get back to a championship game. And to be honest, you know, it is big, bad Aliquippa, but for much of the year, it didn't really look like they were going to get back. Their quarterback, MJ Council, went down with an injury, was reported to be out for the year. And then what do you know, the playoffs begin and MJ Council is under center again. And it was kind of something that caught everybody by surprise. But you know, they've played pretty well defensively the last 2 weeks to help get them to the championship game. And now they have a chance back to go take on McKeesport, who, you know, Aliquippa, they've been there, they've done that. It's been 20 years for McKeesport, but McKeesport is the favorite in this game. There's no question about it. They have a five-star running back who's, you know, the seventh-ranked recruit in the country overall as a junior. And Keemon Spell, he is unbelievable. Ran for over 300 yards last week against Thomas Jefferson, and it really didn't take much in order to do that. I think he only had 16 carries in the game. So it's two very hard-hitting, very athletic, very physical defenses going up against some really talented skill position players on the other side.
They were awesome last week in that game. That, you know, TJ's a proud team with Bill Chirpak winning as coach. So they had a game, the Tigers of McKeesport. Now that leaves us with the Tigers of North Allegheny and the Vikings of Central Catholic 6A. Is this game just penciled in every year now?
It sure seems like it. The good thing is I got two Tigers playing tomorrow, so hopefully that'll cut down when the sleepiness takes over on getting names wrong of teams. But yeah, no, it's starting to seem that way. I mean, this is yet again another matchup of Central Catholic and North Allegheny, and they've gotten to know each other very, very well. I mean, you look back since they expanded to 6A, there's only been 1 year in which either, and that was 2016, there's only been 1 year in which these two teams, at least one of them, was not represented. And so it's, you know, obviously a couple of teams that know how to get here. Make no mistake about it, Central Catholic is a massive, massive favorite in this game. They did play a 2-touchdown game earlier this year, 21-6. North Allegheny really banged up late in the season. They rested guys the last couple of weeks and they took some losses, but it got them healthy for the postseason. They've been a much better team since they've got here into the playoffs, but they're going to have to be a much, much better team if it means beating Central Catholic. I mean, this is a group that's just, I mean, they're loaded with Division I talent. Their quarterback, Owen Herrick, hasn't had to do a ton because they have three really exceptional running backs, but they are diverse offensively, and they are as good in the front seven in particular defensively as you'll find anywhere in the state, I would argue. Central Catholic's just loaded, and they're going to be massive favorites going into tomorrow night. But a couple of years ago, that was the case as well. And North Allegheny came in to the championship game massive underdogs, and they won a wild 44-41 game. So you kind of, I guess, with these two teams, you sort of throw the records out and the prognostications out, and you just go play football.
Well, as you know, Marty Griffin is a Central grad. We have many Central grads on our Odyssey team. And I'm going to see, because I went to North Allegheny, so it's North Allegheny Central. My kids went to Pine Richland, so it's a inner circle game for me. I am going to challenge Marty when he comes here in a minute. Maybe make a bet like Andrew Filippone did with the Steelers and Bengals, a piercing of some sort, maybe at stake. Either way, tune in. KDKA's coverage begins at 6. Josh Roundtree with a play-by-play. Johnny Lee, Donnie Football, Paul Alexander. We've got Zabko, right? And our team does a great job. This is going to be an epic weekend for you, but there'll be more to come the following weekend as well from Acrisure, Josh. So good luck.
Larry, thanks. And maybe just go with ear piercings.
We'll see. We'll see what Marty has to say. Coming up next, Josh Roundtree.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.